Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started. Hey friend, before we dive in, today's conversation is a little bit different because I had the honor of joining Bridget Aguirre to talk about one of the most important truths I've learned, and that is your confidence isn't built by what you do, but by knowing who and whose you are. So if you've ever felt the pressure to perform or prove your worth, this episode will meet you right where you are and remind you of the truth that sets you free. So let's jump right in.
Welcome back. We have today with us Rachel Brooks. Rachel is an award-winning author of Chasing Perfection, A Journey to Healing, Fitness, and Self-Love. And she's also the founder of The Confident Woman. She's also hosting a podcast with the same name. It's called The Confident Woman, and she is ranked globally in the top 2%. That's a great accomplishment, Rachel. And you are helping faith-fueled women to get over this feeling of having to be perfect, having to live in a box, be told that they've got to do this thing in their life and break free from that and really find their identity and confidence through their faith. And I love this concept as just, you know, myself personally as a faith, I love the Lord and I find really my direction from Him. And I love how you are tying really our confidence is really through our faith. And so I would love, Rachel, for you to kind of explain that to us, what that means and how our faith can actually help improve our confidence.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for just being here, being in this presence here. So I just want to thank you for this beautiful opportunity to spread the light and, you know, from confidence from within. And that's really our core mission into everything that I do and create is that our confidence is found within, because that ideally is our identity. And so, you know, I think for me, when I started on this journey several years back, it was just, I think the biggest point in my life at that point was somebody had asked me, but who are you? And it's like such an innocent question. And I'm like, I stumbled. I was just like tongue tied. I was like, I don't know. I don't even know how to answer that question, because everything that rolled off my tongue was from a place of negativity, of past mistakes and failures, to the lack thereof, of the things that I was missing in my life, to the beliefs that I held about myself, that I was too old or too late, or, you know, everything had passed me by. And so all these limitations were preventing me from fully stepping into who I am. And that was the question. That was the one fundamental question that led me on this path of self-discovery and overcoming so much of your past, your traumas, your dramas, your mistakes, your stories, lies, excuses, all that BS that we just pick up along the way, that's just trash, that is just weighing us down and diminishing our value and self-worth. And so when I got to that place in my journey, I was just like, yeah, I don't know who I am, but I'm about to find out, because I won't let such a simple question trip me up and stumble and not make something of this life that I know that I'm here for a reason and a purpose. And so that set me off on this journey. So we'll dive into the whole confidence piece, but knowing who you are is the first starting point to building that confidence from within, because your identity is the root to which you build a foundation. And if that foundation is not firm, how do you have confidence in what you're building and who you're becoming?
What I also heard from you, Rachel, that I don't think we've touched on yet is finding out who you are, your identity. It shouldn't be based on, like you said, your past mistakes, your past experiences. Those all got you to where you are, but those don't define you, right? And I love that. So I just really wanted to emphasize that, because I think a lot of us are brought down, right, by what we have felt is the things that we've done wrong, or the things that people have told us that we are, you know, and not really defined by who really our higher power thinks we are, right?
Right. And to piggyback off of that, it's also about the forward progression. It's not about what we achieve or how we perform, what we produce. It's not the milestones of what our metrics nowadays are of success. And so when we tie our identity into what we can create and produce, and especially we see this in the online space because so many of us are creators and so much of us can lose our identity in the creation, but we forget where the creation got created from, and that's our creator, right? So we could tie this all back in, but this is
Love
something
it.
I'm super
Yeah.
passionate about if you haven't noticed. But I personally had gotten tripped up in all this.
Yeah.
I fell for the narrative. I
Yeah.
fell for the story. I fell for the should haves. I fell for what was considered value and worthy, from the followers to the likes to the numbers on your email list to the numbers in your bank account to the number on the scale to all these things that defined you, to what certifications you held, what was your job, what was your prestige, what were the titles, the roles, did you have kids, how many kids, right? So now we start playing into this comparison and metric game, and all of a sudden now we're just like, dang, I don't even know who I am and what I measure up, because
Yeah.
thought I was good. Now you're telling me I'm not. So now there's this disconnect of alignment. So then we wonder, like, should I be chasing after those things? Because now I feel like I'm missing it. And now I gotta go fix this or catch up to speed or do the right thing. And right. So all this can deem on our perceived value of self-worth, but our worth comes through our identity. And so when I go back to that primary foundation, which we're gonna build upon, that's the whole crux of it. If you know who you are and whose you are, the foundation is laid. It can't crumble because that confidence is so securely rooted in that identity. And that's where we build upon. So where is your faith? Where are you putting your trust and your hope? Are you putting it into what the world tells you who and what you should be, do, and have? Or could you reclaim that power and start owning from the inside who you truly are, whose he says you are, or who you, your values, your beliefs, your identity, which is rooted? So when that question gets posed to those that are listening, and that's the challenge that I ask of all of you, is to ask and answer that question with honesty and conviction, because you're not what you do, you're not what you have, and you're not your past. And this is the lifelong journey of progression, because your identity will change as your mission changes, as your day-to-day operations change. And that purpose, as we go through day-to-day, we're constantly unfolding. We're learning something new about ourselves. We're moving closer to our goals, to our purpose, to our whole mission, why we're here. And so that's when we keep that focus on, again, firm foundation identity, everything just becomes noise. And then you can silence that noise and you become confident in the path that you were signed here for. And that's your purpose.
Cut the noise out. I love this. So, how do you help women like stay focused on that? Because it is so easy for us to get distracted, so easy for us to lose our way at times. And I know it's going to happen. But we'll get better at, not allowing that to distract you. So, do you have any advice on that?
Yeah, I would just say, I mean, honestly, we're all going to get lost. We all do. So it's a matter of how long we stay lost and where we stay lost in. So when we come back home to who we are, that identity, sometimes, it's just a matter of, oh my gosh, I've been off path for a day. Your soul knows that, right? But there's seasons that I, admittedly, it's been years. And I'm like, I thought I was on the right path. I thought I was doing the right thing. I thought I was aligning with my God-given purpose. Until you start picking your head up and you take a step back, which is the power of rest. We need to rest and pull back because we can't speed up if we don't know where we're going. Sometimes we have to be in that season of slow down and pull back and rest and recover. And now all of a sudden, everything starts to be clear, because when we're going at a pace that we can't sustain, we get lost in the mix. Again, it gets noisy, it gets overwhelming. We start comparing, we start thinking, oh my gosh, who am I? What happened? Where did I go? And we wonder why it feels so hard. It's because we're running a race that was never meant for ours to finish. We're on the wrong path. We're just on the wrong racetrack. But
Because
it's
we're hurrying, we're
right.
trying to rush the process sometimes.
And honestly, there's no right or wrong. This is not to like put shame or guilt on anybody, because the
No.
truth is sometimes you just need that pivot. I will be always the first to raise my hand, be like, yep, that's me. I did that. Oh boy. I will call out my own stuff first, because listen, I will never lead from a place I have not been. And I've been in some really dark, difficult horrible, never wished upon seasons. And that's why I'm almost here to caution and help shortcut some of that suck that's out there, because it can suck out the joy, it can suck out the purpose, it could suck out the energy of where you were funneling your focus. But again, if we're not crystal clear on where we're going, we don't even know who we are, we don't even know what the GPS destination is, then where, how can we sit there and say confidently that we're working on and towards something? But we don't know, right? So that season and period of rest allows for all that muck and junk and gunk to just settle, and all that cloudiness subsides. And now the path becomes more clearer because you knew exactly what the path and the foundation were.
Sitting like with yourself, sitting with, people do meditation, prayer. There's all sorts of ways. There's all sorts of healing modalities too that kind of help you with that.
Yeah. And I think that that's so important is, again, give yourself these seasons. We've got enough years and history on this earth to know, okay, this is a season where I rest. This is a season where I start thinking through things. We talk about these metaphors for business wise. And then we start thinking, okay, now this is the season where we implement. This is the season where we grow and scale. And then this is the season we rest again. And so everything becomes cyclical in life. But if we're constantly rushed and hurried because we live in an instant gratification society where everything is microwave moments, then.
Brains have been trained this way. I mean, think of like the younger generations too. They even got it like worse than us, that instant gratification.
And all that does is speed up the angst inside of us. And we
That's
worry
why
why
they're
we have,
so anxious,
right?
right?
Anxiety,
Gosh,
depression,
Rachel, that's
restlessness, right? So this is the power of rest.
good.
So tap in again to what you put your trust, hope, and belief in. And just like you, Bridget, I love and serve the Lord. Now, everyone has a different higher power or higher thinking, whatever that might be, to each their own. We're not here to tell you that there's only one way that is the way for you. This is what our faith teaches us. Everyone's personal journey, everyone's personal walk with faith, everyone's personal experiences, your own. But they all come back to knowing who you are in that identity.
So when you talk about that path, right, then it's different for everybody. I have found myself jumping paths. Right? You start on one path and you veer, and that's okay. Your path is going to change sometimes, right? Life takes you in a different direction than you thought you were going to go. So it's not like a linear path.
Right. We tend to think that progress is like these steady steps that go up. No, mine's a big old ball of yarn that gets all wheeled up, and then like the cat goes in it and plays with it and just becomes messier and knotted. And the way that I see it now is like, when I look back at my journey, and I always felt like, oh, these people were just here to tell me their way, and their way was the right way. And therefore, now I got to go fix or do something or undo or rebuild or whatever this is. My whole point here on this is just to help shine some spotlights in the dark areas that you might not be aware of. And that's all it is. It's just to give you pause and be like, okay, you know what? I thought about it. I'm going to proceed. Great. That's all it is. It's just kind of a check-in. It's a self-awareness check-in. I'm not encouraging you to go root up your life and go start all over again. But there's moments in these seasons to pick your head up and say, you know what? Maybe I should slow down. Something is amiss. Mind, your body, and your spirit will all tell you that there's something not aligned. Your soul knows when it's speaking to you, and it knows that something is not settled and it's not right. And that's the moment to check in. You can feel this heaviness. We live in a broken, broken world that is so depressing when we look on social media or turn on the news. But what are we doing to preserve our inner world? We need to protect and preserve. And that's that peace, that solace, that comfort, that love, that healing, that generosity. These are all the fruits of the spirit that, again, we're not harvesting them if we don't take time to sow and reap them, to turn inward, to fuel and nourish them, to protect them and love and grow them, right? So we can't just be outputters. We are human beings, not human beings. Doers, and we forget that we are not here as machines. We are not here to constantly perform and produce on a fast speed that is not sustainable. Again, when we look at even the seasons of life, there's ebbs and flows, there's highs and lows, and these are their seasons to go back to rest, recovery, rebuild. a redefining or a redemption period, but there's also seasons where you are just ready to grow and scale and get on those next platforms, next stages, amplify your voice, your mission, your message, what God has instilled in you to live those things out loud. But again, I will always come back to identity. I
This
hope
was a
that.
good nugget, Rachel. This was good because you just said we're not doers, we're human beings. That means being, not doing all the time. I love that. That is a good nugget to take
Yeah, that's
away.
your permission. That's
We
your
are
permission
be, we
to pause.
need to be. Gosh, what does that mean, right?
That's what I mean. I mean, sometimes the most simple, obvious things, you're just like, how did it go amiss? Because we were so busy grinding, we forgot that why we were doing it in the first place.
I love this. So this is okay to slow down. And sometimes you got to slow down to speed up.
Oh, yeah.
So
Yes.
it's, I like this a
The
lot.
cadence. It's a
Yeah.
cadence.
I love this. And you also have a couple free gifts too. I feel like really ties into what you're talking about. What is that?
Yeah. And so I've created a few different guides that I absolutely love because if you can't tell, everything is such deep inner work. It's the journaling aspect. So when we could pause and really take that moment to think about these questions and not just graze over them and say, I'll get to it later, or great question, I'll come back to it. And then something else takes our attention, right? So the goal of it is to simply give yourself about 10 minutes, whether you want to do it daily, weekly. However, this works for your schedule, but it's just to set you up for that success, right? What is success? Success for me personally is to have that freedom, the complete freedom from everything. And so, my first gift that I would love to gift you guys is called the I Am Enough. It's a 10-minute reset for the identity. And so, when we can really tap into who we are, we're able to slow down before we can speed up. And so it's just a 10-minute guide where I ask a few basic questions that really gets you thinking, but also shifts your perspective. Because again, with these journal prompts, if we're not open and honest and real with ourselves, then who else are we lying to, right? So we're here to shine the light in the areas that need refinement. We're not trying to do anything else, but come back home to the who you are created to already. And then the second piece is the confidence blueprint. And so this one's a little bit different where it's a five-part guide to rebuild your confidence from the inside out. So again, kind of taking the identity, now we're flipping it into a different perspective where now we can look back at the evidence and support of our lives where we can start to rebuild that confidence. Confidence isn't something that, again, you achieve and now you'll become more confident in it, but it's about the constant daily in and out, the refinement, repetition over time. And so I always say that consistency compounded over time yields results. So if you want to be more confident in something, what are you doing every day to show up as that version of yourself? Are you putting in the reps? Are you practicing? Are you living out loud what you believe, what you think, what you say, the identities and the values you carry about yourself? So, are you living that out loud? Because that confidence will support who you are. So, again, there's three pillars that I always focus on: identity, faith, and confidence. Because you can't have one without the others, and vice versa. I feel like that's the triage of all three that make up. So, again, identity, you're confident in who you are. You have faith and trust that your foundation in whose you are will be steady and firm enough to support what you're here for. And your confidence is rooted back in that identity and your faith because you've put your hope and trust in that firm foundation. So, these pieces are not just for freebie collectors or just to sit in your inbox. These are real practical tools that I use every single time I'm getting stuck. And I'm like, I'm going back to one of my tool, grab something out of my toolkit, and these are applicable. So I would love for you guys to deep dive, jump in, do the work, and let me know how this has transformed some of your thought processes, how it's shifting the narrative, how it's helping you reclaim that power and rebuild that confidence that might have otherwise been dimmed out, snuffed out, faded out, because it's something that constantly needs refining and sharpening as we're going. We're not going to be confident in everything we do.
It's like this. I always say confidence is a lifelong journey. Lifelong. We're never going to be, like you said, perfect in everything, which is why you're helping women get out of that mindset that they've got to do it perfectly before you get in there and just push through and do it, right? Because that's going to build your confidence.
Right. When I say about just the honesty and convictions of your heart and your spirit, just be truthful and answer that truthfully. And I like to tie that into with our prayer life. I mean, we come in our prayer life messy and ugly and crying and sobbing, but then there's these moments of prayers of joy and gratitude. It's the same thing. Your prayers are as real as the heart that's speaking from your spirit, right? And it's the same thing when you do these inner work questions and the prompts. Let your soul lead and guide you. Don't let your head get in the way because it will tell you something that's not true. It's there for your own protection, but it's not there for your identification.
Yes, love that. Yes, listen to your soul, ladies. Listen to your soul. Love this. Rachel, you are awesome. Thank you for joining. I just feel like your message is so in alignment with purpose and why women are here. And so we really, really appreciate your insights. She's got her free gifts, so please check them out. Thank you, Rachel.
Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.